welcome into this very special episode of Film on the Rocks. I'm Brucker.
And I'm Nate.
And we are doing something super fun. We are doing our first commentary. This is our first, what we're calling drink-along or watch-alongs. We're going to be sitting down and watching Scream from 1996. We're going to be playing with our drinking rules and kind of just having a lot of fun talking over the movie and whatnot. This is going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited to do this.
Yeah, this is super cool, man. I was wondering how the logistics were going to work going into this, but I think we kind of got the setup right. Yeah. I think it's good. I think we're good.
Yeah. I think this is going to be a total blast. So if you're at home wondering what this is going to be, so like I said, it's going to be like a kind of like a DVD commentary almost. But if you just want to listen to this like a normal podcast, you can absolutely do that because we are going to be talking throughout the movie. But if you want to, you can sync this up with the movie and kind of like watch along with us and play the drinking games with us and whatnot. I think it'd be a lot of fun. Just so that everybody knows, if you are syncing this up with the movie, we are starting at time code 007. We are right now paused at 7 seconds into the movie. What's on the screen is the Dimension Films logo, and that's where we're going to start. And I will let y'all know when we hit play. We haven't hit play yet, so just wait for my cue.
Yeah. Dimension logo, and then we just heard the thunder. So mm-hmm. The thunder played, and then Dimension. Cool.
Yes. So this is like a fun little project that I've been wanting to do for over a year. I think it would be really fun for us to do like movie or even TV show commentaries. I think it'd just be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. This is actually something, this is like one of the first things you wanted to do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The podcast actually started in October. And you're just like, dude, let's hit Halloween so hard.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck. I don't think I'm ready, but it's finally happening.
Yeah. And of course, people who pay attention to the podcast or have listened for a while just know I'm a crazy Scream fan. And this is also just a very fun movie to sort of just watch with a friend. So I'm really excited to kind of do this. And if people are listening, it's kind of like we're all watching it together. A little Film on the Rocks movie party. It's a lot of fun.
Family time, man. Family time.
I just want to mention that Nate and I, we both live in apartments. And our girlfriends that live with us do have lives. So you might hear them walk around the background a little bit. I mean, I don't think it'll be anything super crazy, but we can't keep them locked in the bedroom for like 3 hours. So
yeah, you might hear my dog like tip tapping on my floors.
Yeah,
but I'll try to mute it whenever that happens.
And I'll definitely pause whenever I got movie snacks. I got some pretzels. I got my beer. I'll definitely pause or not pause. I'll mute myself whenever I'm munching. Or if you don't hear one of us for like 10 seconds, we probably got up to go get another beer. So just to let everybody know that's what's going on. So this is going to be a lot of fun. I just want to kind of remind people, if you are playing this with us, doing the drinking rules, I just want to remind everyone to drink responsibly, get an Uber, get a Lyft if you're going somewhere, or just stay home and do this. That's the safest thing to do. But just kind of remind people to drink responsibly. Make sure you got some food on you, because these drinking games can sometimes get a little out of hand. And I'm a little nervous because it's a school night.
Dude, it is. It's freaking Wednesday, man. What are we doing right now?
For the podcast. And if you're listening to this, you're a Patreon subscriber. Thank you so much for supporting the show and everything. It's going towards this movie rental. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
So we'll go over kind of some quick things. Like, what are we drinking tonight? The drinking rules. And I kind of want to ask you, when was the last time you watched Scream?
It was when we did the podcast.
Was it?
Like, almost exactly a year ago. Yeah.
Eerie.
I know. To the day. Who knew? I never thought I'd be doing this a year later. Right?
Yeah, you didn't know you were friends with a freak. But
I knew that.
I normally watch this movie like once a month, but I've been kind of on a Scream hiatus. It's been a long time since I've actually rewatched this. I've been keeping tabs on the Scream subreddits and everything, but I remember the last time I saw this, it was the last time I was in my office before lockdown happened. So that was way back in March. So it's been a few months for me. So this is my official Scream watch for my October movie festival. I'm really excited. This is going to be so much fun. I'll be geeking out the whole time, folks.
mm-hmm. And the rules that we're using are from the original episode, the original Scream episode.
Yes.
So some things are going to be a little familiar. Some rules, me personally, that I look back on, some of my rules, I was like, okay, that's dumb now that we're like preparing for it. But
yeah,
I think it's going to be a lot of fun still.
Oh my goodness. I went back listening to that episode to kind of prep for this. Just be like, what did we talk about in that episode? And oh my gosh, I am so happy that the podcast has gone better since then.
Oh, damn, bro. That was a me episode too, so fuck you. I'm just kidding.
No, dude, I like hated just like everything that like I had to say, or like I was just all over the place.
mm-hmm. That's hilarious. I remember not knowing anybody's name. I think I kept calling that one of the dudes Shaggy because he was Shaggy.
Matthew Lillard Stew. Yeah. Matthew okay. We don't need to repeat that. But yeah.
Sorry. I'll be better.
All right. So let's kind of just refresh people on what the drinking rules are. Okay. So Nate, what were your drinking rules from that episode?
Oh, from that episode? Okay. Let me pull it up. So mine were every time the door was locked or obstructed, take a drink. Every time you heard the phone ring, take a drink. Every time you think, I wouldn't do that, take a drink. Like and that was one of the ones where you like that?
I kind
of
like
that. That was one where I was kind of like, I don't think I would. Oh, well, now that you're saying it, I think it's cool now. every time the characters are self-aware, take a drink. And then every time you see an outdated electronic pointed out and your friend has to take a drink. So you get, it's like a race to the finish.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and then I had a little bonus rule that that I just came up with now recently was while we're watching the movie, if we point out a point in the movie where we think we're going to die, like that we would have died in that situation, take three drinks, pour one out.
I like that. So my drinking rules were every time that they break the rules of a horror movie, whenever the phone rings, whenever somebody mentions Sydney's mom's death, Dewey gets made fun of, when they make a movie reference, and whenever Ghostface is hit and or like falls to the ground because he's very clumsy and flailing a lot in this. So so those are my rules. The rules I'm going to be officially playing by, whenever the phone rings, I'm going to be drinking, movie reference is made, Ghostface is hit or falling, and I am going to take Nate's rule on whenever a door is locked or obstructed.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so I am going to do every time the phone rings, so we'll tag team that one. The outdated electronics one, I think that'll be fun to make you drink personally. door locked and obstructed. And then I'm going to take one of yours whenever Ghostface is hit or falls.
Cool.
So I'm playing by four. Four and then that fifth one.
Same.
Whenever we come across.
Yeah, so we will be playing his outdated electronic rule where we'll both be trying to point it out for the other person.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. All right, well, I'm trying to think. I'm going to look for my notes real quick. I don't think I got anything else to say, but... So again, we are starting this at the 7 seconds in. That's where we're paused at. So if you want to get synced up, mm-hmm. that's where we're at. And I was thinking just doing 3, 2, 1, go. And on go, we'll hit play.
Okay, I just realized you were talking to me. Let's do it.
All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, shit, it's happening.
Oh, man, I love this.
So the phone's ringing.
Oh, man, I miss that sound of, like, that household phone, that corded phone.
Mm-hmm. Damn, this starts hot.
Yeah. Oh, best 12 minutes of a movie. Each deal we get shit mm-hmm. goes wild. That's a quick callback too. That's freaky.
That's two drinks, by the way.
Oh yes.
Also, that's a corded phone.
Oh damn!
I was waiting to see how long it would take.
I'm already losing. I love that the 900 number is not a website. I'm going to count that as outdated.
Oh, damn. Do haircuts count as outdated? Because she's got like a...
That's not technology. This was a total blast. Probably the most fun I've had recording for this podcast. If you want to listen to the rest of our Scream commentary, head to patreon.com/filmontherocks, and it is available at the $2 level. All right, thanks for checking us out, and take it easy.